also had a large Jewish community that was hundreds of years old, with many great rabbonim as its leaders.
Like who, Zadie?
Like Rabbi Yehuda Lovi, better known as the Maharal of Prague.
Was he the one that created the golem?
Well, that is what they say about him.
Gosh, Zadie, that's one way to make a friend.
Huh? I guess you got a point there, my boy. Then there was Rabbi Heskel Landau, who was also known as the Noida B'Yehuda.
Did he also make golems, Zadie?
No, not quite. But some very exciting things did happen to him as well. Let me tell you about one of them. One night in the early spring, while he was walking home from school, Rabbi Heskel noticed a very strange sight.
I wonder who that is, sitting bent over like that near the street. It looks like a non-Jewish child. His head is uncovered, seems to be crying. Maybe he's lost or hurt. I'd better find out. What's wrong, son? Are you all right? Are you lost?
Please, don't bother me. I just want to be left alone. Please, go away.
But why don't you tell me what is wrong? I'd like to help you.
Who are you? And how do I know I can trust you? Who's to say you won't take me back to my uncle?
Listen, son. My name is Rabbi Landau. I'm the chief rabbi of the city of Prague. And I'm not taking you anywhere that you don't want to go. Now, why not tell me what's bothering you? I assure you that you can trust me.
All right. You do look different than the others. I suppose I can tell you. My name is Albert, and I live with my Uncle Simon. He owns the large bakery on Central Street of Prague.
Yes, yes. I know it well.
I've got no parents, and Uncle Simon took me in to live with him. But not out of kindness. Believe me, he's the meanest, most spiteful man I've ever met. He just needed me to do free work and make him richer than he already is.
Go on.
Well, every morning, my uncle would send me out to the streets of Prague with a large basket full of bread and rolls to sell. And before I'd leave, he'd warn me.
Albert, make sure you sell every last piece in the basket. And don't come back until you do. If you bring back less than 20 coins, I pity you. Do you understand? Not 1 cent less than 20 silver coins. Is it clear?
Yes, Uncle Simon.
Then off with you, you miserable brat!
Most days, I sell enough to bring back the 20 coins my uncle demands by dragging my oversized basket through every street in Prague and begging the people to buy. Sir, would you care to buy a loaf of bread or perhaps a roll? They're very fresh and not expensive.
All right. Well, that looks quite appetizing. I'll take this one.
That's 7 cents, sir.
It's delicious. Oh, here you are, my boy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and have a good day.
Oh, you too.
Madam, would you care to buy a roll for breakfast?
Oh, what a delicacy. Don't mind if I do. Two of those, if you don't mind, young man.
That'll be 13 cents, madam.
Oh, is that all? Well, here's an extra penny. What a darling. darling little boy.
Why, thank you, madam. You're very kind. Have a good day. But some days, especially in bad weather, everyone just walks right by me without even stopping to look. Please, kind sir, would you care to buy a fresh...
Stop pestering me! Out of my way! It's getting to be decent folk can't walk in the streets of Prague anymore without being set upon by these tramps!
Ma'am, some fresh rolls, perhaps?
Can't you see I'm busy? I don't need any crumbs now!
But ma'am, they're really fresh.
But you are the one who is fresh! Have you no manners? Oh!
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, I've never seen anything like it in my entire life. I absolutely have never.
And then I come home without the 20 coins. Uncle Simon flies into a terrible rage, and he beats me, and beats me without pity. But today, the worst thing possible happened. I've sold every last piece of bread and cake, and the old clock on the famous steeple reads only 5 o'clock. That means I'll be home early today. Uncle Simon will be most happy with these 24 coins I've earned. I've got them safely here in my pocket. They're right over... What? Where? What's going on? Where are they? They're gone! Gone! My pocket had a hole in it, and 24 coins fell out. Oh, no! This is terrible! Uncle Simon will be terribly angry. Who knows what he will do? I can never go home now. Never! I sat down here on the edge of the street, not knowing what to do. And here is where you found me.
Don't worry, my boy. I'm going to help you. Come with me and everything will turn out all right.
But how can you help me? My uncle will surely not listen to you. He hates Jews.
I told you not to worry. Just come with me and all will be well. Trust me.
Well, I guess I have nothing to lose.
Rabbi Chaska Landau took Albert by the hand and led him through the darkened streets of the city until he reached his house.
Father, where were you till now? Mother has already gone to sleep, it's so late.
And who is this Gentile boy you brought home with you?
Please, Esther, now is not the time for questions. I will explain later. Bring me the keys to the drawer in my desk. But quickly, there is no time to lose.
Yes, Father.
Ah, perfect. Now, let me open this drawer. Ah, here it is. Here are your 24 coins. Take them to your uncle, Albert. This should replace what you lost.
Are you giving me this money? But why? Why are you doing this? You don't even know me.
No matter. One must help when he can. Now, quickly. Be off with you before your uncle comes looking for you.
Oh, thank you, Rabbi. Thank you. You're the kindest, most decent person I've ever met. I'll never forget you as long as I live. Good night.
Rabbi Chaska Landau and his daughter watched as Albert ran down the dimly lit cobblestone street.
Who is he, Father? And why did you give him all that money?
He was someone in trouble, and I tried to help him. And only good can come from that.
Isn't there more to the story, Zadie?
Of course! Don't be so impatient, my little one. 8 years passed by, and the whole story of Albert and the money was just about forgotten. Another Pesach had come, and all of Prague was busy. First with the preemptive preparations.
Handy, right now, clean out the entire 6 front rooms
and then wash out the clothing, and then take out the linen, and then take out the pots, and then take out the...
I'll go home. Bring out the 300 pots and pans, and the 400 pieces of silverware, and the 500 pieces of dishes, and dip them in the boiling water, and then shake out the 200,000 sphorin, and around, watch out for those pieces of silverware!
But no one was as busy as Rabbi Heskel Landau, who had to answer the many questions that the people of Prague came to ask him each day.
Does the right think that this chicken is still kosher? The left wing seems to be flapping differently than the right wing.
I just came from Eretz Yisrael. But I might yet return to Eretz Yisrael, and then probably come back from Eretz Yisrael with plans to return to Eretz Yisrael on the way home from Eretz Yisrael after I've been to Eretz Yisrael, but I might not yet go to Eretz Yisrael. So how many days of Yom Tov must I observe?
Rabbi, I put down 10 pieces of bread for Bedikas Chametz, and I found only 9.
And I put down 9 and found 10.
Rabbi, my great-grandmother, Kinaina Hara, has no teeth, Baruch Hashem. How can she eat the matzah?
I, Kinaina Hara, have teeth. And how can I eat the matzah?
Hey! And then came the Yom Tov itself, with the Siddurim and the Davening. Oh, it was certainly a busy but joyous time for all. Finally, on the night before the last day of Pesach, Rabbi Heskel was sitting exhausted in his study, trying to keep his eyes on a large volume of the Shulchan Aruch, when suddenly he heard a loud knocking on the door.
Rabbi, open up! Open up, I say! Can you hear me? I must speak with you.
Who is there? What do you want at this hour of the night?
Open up! You must open up! There is no time to waste! I must speak with you for your own good! Quickly, open up!
Even though he was terribly frightened, Rav Landau opened the door a crack. There, standing before him, was a young non-Jewish man whose eyes looked wild and whose hair was wind-blown across his face.
Rabbi Landau, it's me! Let me in now! I must tell you something extremely important!
What do you mean it's me? Who are you? And what do you want? Don't you know that today is a holiday for us?
Rabbi, don't you recognize me? It's me, Albert, the boy on the stoop, the one whose uncle owns the bakery. Don't you remember when you gave me those 24 coins to save me from my uncle's anger?
Why, yes. Now I do remember the incident, now that you've reminded me. But are you the very same Albert? I would have never recognized you. Has it been so long?
It's been 8 years, and I've come to repay what you did for me that night.
Please, my friend, don't be foolish. You don't have to repay me. I gave you the money as a present.
Rabbi, I'm talking about something much more important than money. I have information affecting the lives of all the Jews in Prague. Please, let me in.
Please, explain what you mean.
Tomorrow night your holiday ends, is that true?
Yes, that's right.
On the day after the holiday of Passover, all the Jewish bakeries are still closed. Most Jews buy their bread on that day from an Uncle Simon's non-Jewish bakery.
That's right. Since they cannot get bread from a Jewish baker, we permit the Jews to buy bread from a Gentile bakery that we know does not add any non-kosher ingredients.
Well, my Uncle Simon and some of his friends who hate the Jews as much as he does have come up with an evil scheme to destroy the Jews of Prague all at once.
How is such a thing possible? Tell me.
Poison.
Poison? How?
In the bread, Rabbi. Tomorrow night, they bake the bread and the rolls for their Jewish customers. My uncle and his friends are going to put a very strong but tasteless poison in the flour. If the Jews eat even one bite of it, in a few short minutes, they will all be finished.
This is terrible news. It's incredible. Are you sure it is true?
Earlier this evening, my Uncle Simon came home carrying four large bottles.
Ah, good thing I didn't break one on the way. These will be put to very good use.
What are these bottles, Uncle Simon? Is it whiskey?
Whiskey. Whiskey indeed. It's the kind I use to toast the Jews with. These, my dear boy, are bottles of the strongest poison known to man. I'm going to mix this poison into the dough which I'm preparing for bread to sell to the Jews on the day after their happy holiday, when they always come to my bakering. It'll be a recipe they'll never forget for as long as they live, which will not be very long.
Uncle Simon, you must be joking. You aren't really serious about this, are you?
Serious? You're serious? I was never more serious about anything in my life.